It all started so innocently with a gift for my birthday when I was just 3. Someone got me my own Snoopy doll. Then Linus and Lucy, I had to have them all. I made it my mission to collect all the peanuts. With Charlie Brown missing, it was driving me nuts. Collection complete, breathed a sigh of relief, but I had to have more.
Oh, good grief.
30 years later, I can't stop acquiring. Retail therapy can be quite inspiring. I grab these great things, take them back to my place, and they occupy every last square inch of space. At flea markets, you can find lawn ornaments, and at discount stores like Everything's 9 Cents, 8 Seasons of Wings, all on VHS. At these prices, who wouldn't say yes?
Yes.
At Goodwill, I nicked Greatest Hits by Styx. At garage sales, you can find so many great picks. Some secondhand trousers not worn since the 80s. Put them on and I'm like, hey, ladies. I scoured the junkyard. It gives me such pleasure to dive in a dumpster and find a new treasure. Taking junk off the street to you might seem brash. All I say is I love trash.
Trash.
It's a drag when people nag me about all the stuff I snag and save, but I still brag about my awesome swag, like old 4-H ribbons, used license plate tags, and I keep them in packages, boxes, and bags. I've saved everything that I've ever owned, and in my home I have to move big piles around just to answer the phone. So because I never throw anything away, my life has become a George Carlin cliche.
I got too much stuff.
I fail at file.
I got too much stuff.
And I have for a while.
I say I don't have the time, but now you're calling my bluff. Cleaning up is a pain when you got too much stuff.
The other day, playing with a new prize while sitting on some books on how to organize, a camera crew busted in and started to get ill, led by Dr. Phil, who got all up in my grill.
Now, Luke, we can see you're a compulsive hoarder who suffers from excessive compulsive disorder. This goes way beyond being a clutter bug. You've got 3 feet of items beneath your throw rug. Your chronic disorganization is a symptom.
Yeah, whatever. Check out all my action figures of The Simpsons, all lined up in order. Oh, don't you just love it? I could recreate 300 and have them fight the Muppets.
This is Sparta, yay!
You need to reduce the amount of possessions that you don't need or use, like this box of last decade's old phone bills from college.
Hey, you never know, I still might need that knowledge.
Your difficulty discarding has got to give, and your complex sorting strategy is too elaborative. You overcategorize in a cumbersome way.
And I was like,
what the hell did he say?
Before you run off to your next convention, pay attention, because this here is an intervention, and I should mention that most think that you're a lazy slob, and it's the job of me and my mom to rob you of each last thingamabob.
Hey, you leave all that alone! Do I take your grade school bowling trophies out of your home? I know everything. Thing is, in my makeshift storage areas, like keeping my federal tax returns inside these cat carriers. It's all sentimental to me. It's meant to be. I consider myself the source of my identity. To be complete, I gotta keep it. Can't you see I'm down with OCD?
Yeah, you know me.
I got too much stuff.
But I'm doing just fine.
I got too much stuff.
Don't touch that. It's mine.
Try to take it away and things are gonna get rough, cause I'll smack you if you try to take my too much stuff.
I'm a pack rat. I got bass stacks full of knickknacks. A hat rack with a brack hat full of applejacks. An anorak, almanac from a rack, and an original map. Masters of the universe attack track. Hey, stand back, you can't have that. Are you whack? Check my Cracker Jack flak jacket with a magic backpack, an 8-track of Love Shack, signed by Jack Black, and a postcard from my Uncle Traveling Matt.
I'm a victim of my own creativity. I don't want to be wasteful. It's my responsibility to the planet to be green, isn't it, Keen? That's why I have broods of toilet paper tubes in my washing machine. Here's a box of old TV guides with variant Star Trek covers like 7 of 9, Dax and DePaul with her hot pointy ears.
Have you even looked at these in the past 5 years?
Well, no, but at con dealer tables, I've seen them for sale as collector valuables. I'll put them on eBay. I'm sure that they'll sell. Oh, God, maybe I do need help. Wait a smidge. What's this in the fridge? Junk mail from A1 Storage? Ask for Midge? 20 trips in my car back and forth ought to do it. My stuff could all live in a new storage unit. Plenty of spaces in several sizes, so I don't have to curb my acquiring vices. I can continue to live in denial for a monthly fee. That's for me. I'm finally free. Out of sight, out of mind. It won't happen again. Now I gotta hit Walmart. It opens at 10. Transformers 2 sucks more than you can all fathom, but the toys just came out and I just gotta have them.
Stuff.
Empty boxes of Eggos.
I got too much stuff.
All my childhood Legos.
If you give me some guff, I'll knock you out in your duff, because I'll never have enough.
I got too much stuff.
I got too much stuff.
Rush concert bootlegs.
I got too much stuff.
Ancient Easter eggs.
You can huff and can puff, and you can accurately gruff. If you don't like it, that's tough.
I got too much stuff.
What have we got here? Oh, your little bunny rabbit. You like little bunny rabbit, don't you? Yes. There's Betsy Boo. You remember Betsy Boo, don't you? Yes. Oh, what's a pencil box? Got lots of pencils in it, too. And oh, here's your panty slippers. You know how much you love your panty slippers. You never wanted them thrown away, did you? Oh, it's little horsey. You love little horsey, don't you, dear? You got a pretty game you have. Oh.